Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we praise you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father, for awakening us this morning, Lord God, allowing us to arise, Lord God, to a new day. Father, we bless you today, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, we adore you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, the start, Lord God, of our work weeks and school weeks and appointment weeks and everything else that we may have this week, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we give it all to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you direct us, Lord God, direct our paths, Lord God, direct, Father God, where we walk, where we talk, Lord God, direct conversations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, that you direct, Lord God, direct us, Lord God. Father God, direct us, Lord God, continue to direct us, Lord God, direct our thoughts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, today, Lord God, Father God, we give this Monday to you, Lord God, this continued prayer and fasting time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I continue to lift up, Lord God, Father God, this prayer call, Lord God, and Father God, everybody else on here that is affiliated with their ministry or church or anything else that they're doing, Lord God, we lift it all up to you, Lord God, just prayer calls and Bible studies and conferences and church and anything else, Lord God, that we are involved in, Lord God, we lift up to you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to cover, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father, for this week, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for fasting, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that you continue to allow us to fast, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, that today, Lord God, we dedicate, Father God, to you, Lord God, Father God, the elements, Lord God, this week as we look at the elements of nature and in you, Lord God, the elements of God, hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for every person, Lord God, that will speak this week, Lord God, every person that will pray, every person that will share, Lord God, every person that will listen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to everyone. Hallelujah. Apostle Dawn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. Praise the Lord. So this week we are doing the elements of God. As I was in prayer last week, the Lord just kept talking to me about elements, the elements, the elements. And just quickly, the word element, hallelujah, is a part of something, a part or an aspect of something, an abstract, especially one that is essential or characteristic. And when we look at it in chemistry, right, and chemistry has a whole different meaning, hallelujah. In chemistry, an element is a pure substance. And so when we talk about the elements of nature this week, we're going to be talking about, of course, the wind of God and the fire of God and the atmosphere, which is the air and space and all of that type of stuff of God. Amen. And so Apostle Dawn is going to lead us today, discussing, teaching, praying, however the Lord lead her, about the wind of God. So, woman of God, God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right, the wind of God, hallelujah. We know that the wind, hallelujah, of God, in Hebrew, it can be ruha, which is used to describe the breath of God. It means wind, it means breath, it means to breathe life, to blow. And when you search the scriptures, you will see that not only do they refer to the breath of God, but we know that the wind of God is many a times referred to the Holy Spirit. We will talk about Acts 2, glory to God. But let me just give you some depictions of the natural wind or the nature of wind in the Bible. So in the Bible, you will hear where the Lord will talk about bringing an east wind. And the east wind, when it blows violent, it blows scorching. If you remember in Genesis, when during the time when he was sending the plagues on the Egyptians, it was when the east winds blew in that the east wind brought in famine, the east wind brought in locusts. It was the east wind that divided the Red Sea, hallelujah. But when the west wind blew, the west wind took away the plagues, hallelujah. It was the winds of God, hallelujah, in Numbers 11 and 31 that brought in quail to feed the children of Israel. It was the south winds of God, and that is found in Job 37 and 17. So Job 37 and 17 says, "And how thy garments are warm when he quieted the earth by the south winds." So it's asking a question, but it just, again, talks about, it says, "Dost thou know the balance of the clouds?" He's asking these questions. "And the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How your garments are warm when he quiets the earth by the south winds." In other words, God sends a warm wind by the south winds. Hast thou with him spread out the skies, which is strong, and as the molten looking glass?" So again, he's just asking these questions, but the south wind is something that is warm, hallelujah. Psalms 78. Verses 39, again, it talks about the south wind. So you'll see many a times in the Bible where the Lord will be speaking about these winds and how they blow and what the Lord brings when these winds blow. So you'll hear sometimes of just the east wind. You'll hear about the west wind. You'll hear about the south wind. Sometimes you will hear them working simultaneously, the east and the west wind. And then you'll hear about the north and the south wind. One wind will bring something in and the other wind will take something away. So I want you to pay attention to that. Glory to God. And then Psalm 78 and 39 says, "For he remembereth that they were flesh, and a wind passed away, and it comes not again." So it just again is talking about, we don't know when the wind is going to move, and this is just the character and the nature of God. It's like the wind. We don't see the Spirit of the Lord. We don't know when it's coming, in a sense where we can't see it coming. We don't know where it's coming from, when it's going to pass us by, and when it's going to leave us, hallelujah. And that's just how it is with God. We can't see the Lord. We can't predict things from the Lord. But because the Lord works with the four winds, hallelujah, and the number four, glory to God, depicts an appointed time. It depicts directions. We know that the Father gives us directions, and there are appointed times that he uses even in nature. And then when he talks about the four winds, when you read about the four winds are in reference to a worldwide impact. It means divine intervention and spiritual impact involving the four points of the earth. It encompasses humanity and the planet of God. And you can look at Genesis 2. You can look at Genesis 2, verses 10. And Genesis 2 and 10 reads, "And when the river went out of Eden to water the garden, from hence it parted and became into four heads." So those are the four directions, north, south, east, and west. So those are directional, hallelujah. And when the Lord begins to move with the four winds of God in nature, you better believe that it's going to affect the whole entire world naturally and spiritually. And then when we're looking at the Spirit of God and the nature of God in our natural realm and in the spirit realm, and we all know that famous scripture in Acts chapter 2, when we talk about the sound of the rushing mighty wind that brought about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then I was looking on last night, and we know in Genesis 2, when it talked about man becoming a living soul, that God breathed into the nostrils of man, and that man becomes a living soul, humanity received its breath and became, as I said, a living soul. But it is in John chapter 20, verse 22, that Jesus says to his disciples, and it says, "And when he had said this, and then Jesus said unto them, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so am I sending you." And then verse 22 says, and when he said this to them, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So it's two times where you see that where God breathes onto man. The first time was when he breathed into man's nostrils and man became a living soul. And then we see when Jesus breathes upon his disciples, he tells them to receive the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. And then man becomes alive even then in the spirit, and this is before the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so just know that when the Lord is moving in nature, we've got to be able to discern the times, the seasons, and what it is exactly that he's saying. Many of times, we see things happening, and we, you know, even with the whirlwinds, even with the hurricanes, even with the tsunamis, you know, that's a combination of earth's elements taking place, but God's judgment and God speaking with the earthquakes and the winds to be able to blow. And so we've got to ask the Lord to teach us to discern what it is that he's saying. The north winds are considered to be winds that are hidden and dark, and you can find that in Proverbs 25 and 23. You can also find that in the Songs of Solomon 4 and 16, glory to God. And so the south wind, again, is the right hand, glory to God. And so, again, I'm just giving you some scriptures, glory to God, to show you that the Lord truly works in the winds. He brings his judgment in. He thinks things out. So when we see these things, it encourages us to ask the Lord to teach us how to pray strategically. So when the Lord is bringing in plagues through the east wind, now this is how we can help even with praying about COVID. Because, you know, it's a pestilence, it's a plague. And when these things are happening, now with us going over the elements with the Lord giving apostle to teach us to just go in and study, we can begin to pray, Lord, can you cause the west wind to blow? And can you remove this thing from the earth? And then not only that, but can you, not just the west wind, but Father, because this is a global impact, we need the four winds of the earth to begin to blow so that this thing can be removed. And this is good. Thank you, Jesus, because now he's ministering to me. Because then I was reading in Revelations. Thank you, Jesus. The Revelation 7 and 1. And this is in regards to the judgments of God. Revelation 7 and 1. This is what's happening right now. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow upon the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. Now, when you read Revelation 7, you'll see that 6 and 7, you'll see that it's about the angels of the Lord with the trumpets of the Lord, with the seals of the Lord, and the winds were supposed to blow and destroy certain parts of the earth, but the Lord is holding the winds back so that they won't blow, so certain things won't happen. But I believe, just when we were saying that, I felt it hit my spirit, that the Lord has held up, these angels are holding up the four winds, and that the winds are not blowing on the earth, and that's why COVID's still here. The Lord has not told them to release the aero-quieting winds to blow to cleanse the earth. So that's something that we can be praying about. Amen. Glory to God. So let's pray. Father, even now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we understand that the winds of God, Lord, are your Ruha breath. It is you breathing, Father God, blowing upon the earth. First you breathed into us and we became a living soul. And then we thank you, Father God, for releasing the wind of the Holy Spirit and Jesus breathing upon us, Father God, with your breath, God, and filling us, Father God, with your Ruha, God, with your power, with your dunamis power. So I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that those of us that are on this line, that, Lord, that you would breathe on us again, my God. Lord, that you would allow, God, us to experience Acts 2 again, Father God. Lord, that the sound of a rushing mighty wind, Father God, would come and fill the place even now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that you would fill us with your Holy Ghost and fire. God, that you would give us a fresh wind, my God. And that your winds, Father God, the four winds of God would direct us, Father God. You would give us the direction, Father God, as to what we need to go, how we need to do it, God, how we need to pray, Father God, how we need to move, being full of the fullness of you. I pray now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will release, Father God, the winds of the Holy Spirit to fill us, God, with the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, Father God. Fill us, my God, with the seven spirits of the Lord, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that as, God, we go across this earth, Father God, that we become the four winds, my God, and that we impact the earth, Father God, that there be a global impact, a worldwide impact, Father God, on humanity and this earth. Earth, Father God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, O God, that you will release the winds of the Lord, Father God, to clean up, Father God, and to utterly destroy, my Father, everything that is not like you, because when we speak about spirit, we speak about breath, we speak about wind, my God, even demonic spirits, Father God, when they're cast out of a person, my God, the way they come in is through the breath. They come in through the ear gates, the eye gates, but the way that they are cast out is to breathe, and they are expelled from us. So, Father, I thank you now in Jesus' name that as you blow across the globe, as you blow across the earth, that, Lord, you blow across our earth. And that as the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep in Genesis 2, because the earth was without form and void and darkness was covering the deep, that your Spirit moved, that the wind of God moved. And then you spoke and said, let there be light. That, Father, even now, that your wind and the spirit move across our earth. God, that you divide the night from the dark, that you declare that there is light, my God. You separate us. We thank you now for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus, for separating the darkness from the light. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us dominion over the earth and the air, my God. So, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will touch the people of God, cause us to operate in our power and authority in the three-dimensional realms of the earth, Father God, on the land, in the sea, and over the air, even now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, my God, that you've given us that same power and authority to even speak to winds of adversity, because winds can represent adversity. Winds can represent trials and tribulation. But, Father, we serve a God that led us by example, and Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves and commanded them to cease and to be still, and it was so. So, Father, I thank you that you've given us even the power and authority to speak to the winds of circumstance in our lives, that you've given us the power, my God, to speak to the storms in our lives and command them to be still, and they obey your voice. So, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, that because your spirit resides in us, your true divine nature lives on the inside of us, so that when we speak, my God, the earth hears your voice, hallelujah, and the winds and the seas must obey. I pray now in Jesus' name that again you would fill us with the seven spirits of the Lord, and that we would know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, and that we be filled with the fullness of who you really are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just give you glory this morning, Lord God, as we continue in prayer. Father, we just give you glory this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, for your elements, your wind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we ourselves, Lord God, as the woman of God has spoken this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we ourselves are the wind, Lord God, and that we're able to make an impact, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that we won't be like Ephesians 4 and 14, Lord God, that so we will no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves, Lord God, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that in this hour, Lord God, we are truly hearing you, Lord God, seeing you and knowing you, Father, in the name of Jesus, knowing that it's you, Lord God. Father, we bless you this morning right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that we inherit the wind, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that we dwell within the wind, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you yourself, Lord God, are blowing in us, Lord God, and through us, Lord God, and with us, Lord God. Father God, that you are blowing, Lord God. Father God, anything in our lives, Lord God. Father, we bless you this morning, Lord God, that does not need to be there, Lord God, that you're blowing that west wind to take it away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you this morning right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, for you, Lord God. Father God, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, resting in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we all, Lord God, are having Acts 2 moments, Lord God, in our lives, in our walk, in our talk, Lord God. Father God, in our service with you and for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this morning, Lord God, that when the day of Pentecost had come, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we all have Pentecost moments, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, those initial moments, Lord God, where we receive the Holy Spirit, but as I've come to learn, God, there are times, Father, when we need to receive the Holy Spirit all over again, Lord God. And so, Father God, if anybody under the sound of my voice, Lord God, stands in the need, Lord God, to receive, Father God, the Holy Spirit again, Lord God. Father God, there are several times in Scripture that mentions, Father God, the Holy Spirit being received again. And so, God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Father God, for us being open, Lord God, and honest with you to be able to say, Lord God, we need another touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they were all together in one place. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the spirit of unity, Lord God. Father God, that one place don't mean we have to physically be in the same space, Lord God, occupying the same air at the same time, God. But, Father God, that represents unity for us, Lord God. And so, Father God, those of us that, Lord God, are in the body of Christ, Lord God, Father God, that you continue, Lord God, to bring us into unity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting, Lord God. I thank you right now for suddenly, Lord God, a sound. Lord God, Father God, that you are filling us each with a sound, Lord God. Father God, that you are filling us with a sound this morning, Lord God. Father God, a sound, Lord God. Father God, a sound that is causing impact, Lord God. A sound, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. My God, suddenly, Lord God, like the blowing of a violent wind, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father, for giving us some violent wind moments in our lives, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus from heaven, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, it's heaven and fill the whole house where they were sitting. Father God, allow your wind, my God, to fill our house, Lord God, our physical house, Lord God, our natural habitation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. My God, allow the wind, God, to fill, Lord God, us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Father God, allow the wind, Lord God, to fill us, Lord God, fill areas of emptiness, Lord God, within us, Lord God. And Father God, fill, Lord God, places, Lord God, thoughts, Lord God, fill, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you fill this morning, Lord God, the whole house, Lord God, that none of us will have empty parts, Lord God, that none of us will have any areas, Lord God, of emptiness, finesse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there is a filling. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that spiritually, Lord God, there is a filling this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that you are filling, Lord God, those areas, Lord God, of wonder, Lord God, those areas of doubt, Lord God, that you are filling, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my God, those that desire to go in you further and deeper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that you are filling right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those areas, Lord God, Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, to fill, Lord God, our prayer time and fill our time of fasting and fill our time in the Word, God, fill our time with you, God, fill our time of worship, Father God, fill right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, to our physical homes, Lord God, Father God, continue to fill our physical homes, Father God, with the presence of God, hallelujah. If there be anybody, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God, whose house, Lord God, where they don't feel like the presence of God is filling their house, Lord God, Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will invite you in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Father God, will walk through that house, Lord God, and bless that house and begin to anoint their house, Lord God, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you fill it, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you today, Lord God, hallelujah. Anybody that has to leave this call this morning, Lord God, Father God, that the wind of God is with them, that the wind of God is blowing them, Father God, that the wind of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, is directional, as she said, Lord God, is directing them today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just speak blessings, Father God, over them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you this morning, Lord God, Father God, that we, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, would be taken, Lord God, higher, Lord God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, that we will be taken higher, Lord God, my God, my God, my God, we will be taken higher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that we would mount up this morning, Lord God, Father God, on the wind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, Father God, that we are mounting up, Lord God, hallelujah, Father God, that we are flying, Lord God, Father God, we are soaring on the wings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, Father God, that without you, Lord God, we wouldn't even be here, and so, Father God, the wind, Lord God, that is beneath us, Lord God, the wind that is above us, the wind that is around us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for strength, Lord God, in each person, Lord God. Father God, for our natural wings, Lord God, our spiritual wings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get weary, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, but that you, Lord God, will come, Lord God, and Father God, blow upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, according to Psalm 104 and 3, he lays the beams of his upper chambers, my God, hallelujah, in the waters, and he makes the clouds his chariot, and he walks upon the wings of the wind. Father God, that you teach us how to walk upon the wings of the wind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, according to Nahum 1 and 3, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. My God, in a whirlwind and storm in his way, my God, my God, my God, my God, and clouds are the dust beneath his feet. And so those of us, Lord God, that may be experiencing some things right now, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to answer those, Lord God, like you did in Job 38:1, then the Lord answered Job out of the what whirlwind, and my God, and Father, we ask right now, Lord God, whatever wind got to blow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it blow, that we receive answers, God. Whatever wind that needs to blow, Lord God, my God, my God. Father God, to help, Lord God, heal our land, and God, let it blow, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask right now, Lord God, hallelujah, my God, according to John 3:8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, my God, but do not know where it came from, hallelujah, and where it is going, hey, God, so everyone who is born of the Spirit, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, that you're birthing us out, Lord God, in the spirit realm, God, you're birthing us out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we are able to flow and go in whichever direction, God, you want us to go. Father, I bless you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I bless you this morning, Lord God. Father God, that we Lord God, my God, are flexible like the wind, Lord God. The wind is able to bend corners, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and get into areas and cracks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that humans will not be able to. And so, Father God, teach us in the spirit, Father God, to be flexible, God, how to bend, Lord God, how to get into cracks and crevices, Lord God. Father God, those of us that are ministers of this gospel, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will teach us, Lord God, how to reach people, Lord God. Father God, that may not talk like us, that may not walk like us, that may not look like us, that may not sound like us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, Father God, that you are teaching us, my God, how, Father God, to reach them, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless you right now, God. Father God, that a wind came and found me, God, in my crack, in my crevice, God, when I was not living for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that a wind, Lord God, came in a crack, in a crevice, Father God, even after I found you, God, but was in a down place, God, Father, we bless you this morning, Lord God, that the wind is finding us, and that same wind, God, you allow us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to find others, to find lost souls, God, God, to find those, Lord God, who can't find themselves, to find those, God, who can't see you, to find those who have been hurt by church, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now for anybody who has experienced any type of church hurt that had a lasting impact. God, in the name of Jesus, that the wind of God blow, hallelujah, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that your wind blow away hurt, that your wind blow away pain, that your wind blow away intolerance. Father God, that your wind blow away hate. Father God, that your wind blow away the things, Lord God, that have caused us, God, not to walk in purpose, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that the wind of God blow upon the people of God this morning, God, that the wind of God blow, my God, upon leadership, pastors and apostles and bishops, God, and teachers, Lord God, that the wind of God blow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that the wind of God blow upon those that are grieving this morning. The wind of God blow, Father God, that the wind of God go and blow through hospital rooms and ICUs, my God, right now, those that are on respirators, God, in the name of Jesus, the wind of God blow, Father God, that the wind of God blow, my God, to those in a psychiatric institute this morning, that the wind of God blow through their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, giving them some clarity of thought, Father God, that the wind of God blow upon those struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia, that the wind of God blow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, that the wind of God blow, my God, on those that are incarcerated this morning, hallelujah, glory to God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they have a true encounter, a true conversion in jail, not just a jailhouse conversion because they in jail, but God, a life-changing, life-altering, my God, change, my God, to anybody that's listening and has someone, Lord God, that is incarcerated, Father God, we pray that the wind of God, blow upon the family this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, to the family of someone, Lord God, Father God, who has family members who are in the hospital or battling COVID. Father God, wind of God, blow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the wind of God, blow upon families, my God, who have family members who are battling cancer, who are battling, Lord God, sickle cell, who are battling, Lord God, all sorts of diseases, kidney disease and liver disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, wind of God, blow. Father God, blow upon the family, Father God, that has to bury a loved one today or tomorrow and next week and the week after that. Wind of God, blow. Father God, wind of God, blow among parents who are fighting for their children, fighting, God, my God, my God, fighting for their child this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, who have been praying for their child and waiting for some breakthroughs. Father God, wind of God, blow. Father God, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. God, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. God, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. That the wind of God blow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God, that the wind of God blow. Hallelujah. My God. Father, we bless you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you right now, Lord God. My God, wind of God, blow, through this land. Father God, wind of God, blow, Father God, in all the territories, Lord God. Father God, which were torn up by the hurricane, Lord God, in New Orleans and on the East Coast and all the different places, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, wind of God, blow to the fires, Lord God. In California and around the world, God, wind of God, blow, Lord God, Father God, people call it Mother Nature, but God, we call it you. And so, Father, we need you to intervene, Lord God, and heal the land, God. We know that when the fire comes and the winds come and the water come, they destroy and it also rebuilds all at the same time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are mere human beings and we can only take so much. And so, Father God, I ask for your mercy this morning, Lord God, to these areas and communities, Lord God, that are being savaged and ravaged, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for your mercy this morning, God. Wind of God, the mercy of God, blow, hallelujah, on this pandemic, God, blow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we can't do this without you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bring ourselves to you this morning, Lord God. Father God, we bring our tears to you this morning. We bring our fears to you this morning. We bring unknown to you this morning, and we ask the wind of God to blow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. And we glorify you, Lord God, and we magnify you. God, this time of prayer and fasting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord. Anybody, my God, if you haven't even started fasting yet and you've been trying and failing, I hear the Lord say, start again. My God, this time is different. My God, this time is different. There are those of you that are just frustrated and like, oh God, I did this and I did this and I'm not seeing change. I hear the Lord saying, consistency is your problem. My God, I should have. My God, my God. And so, Father God, ask him, my God, that the wind of God blow when it comes to consistency. Ask that the wind of God blow upon you, my God, my God, my God, when it comes to persevering. Ask that the wind of God blow, my God, my God, my God, when it comes to that procrastination. All glory to the Lamb of God. The wind of God blow, hallelujah. All glory to the Lamb of God. Ooh, good God Almighty. Ha shirabo kandiyasi. Hirabo kandiyasa. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for those, Father God, who want and need, Lord God, more of you, Lord God. Father God, I pray right now that your wind, Father God, will escort them into the Holy of Holies. Father God, for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord saying right now, as I said that, my God, I heard him say, my God, there are some people, my God, we got the outer court, the inner court, you know, the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, and I hear the Lord saying there are those that are, my God, so accustomed to hanging out in the outer court. Glory to God. My God, that when I said, as I prayed and said, my God, into the Holy of Holies, God says some people just need to get to the inner court. And so, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, Father God, to just get to the inner court, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, whatever it is, whatever move we need to make, that we make it, Lord God, to get into more of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that your hand, Father God, is not short, it's not slack, Lord God, concerning your promises, God. And so, Father God, that you blow us to where we need to be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. My God, we bless you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you glory this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, God. We glorify you. We magnify you this morning. Hallelujah. My God, God, give God a shout of glory wherever you are today, as you drive today, as you go forth today. Hallelujah. Glory to God, as you teach today, as you walk today, as you talk today, as you make a phone call today. Hallelujah. You give God a shout of glory. Hallelujah. Before doing so, my God, I mentioned yesterday about taking communion. Hallelujah. My God, I hear God saying it again today. And so this week, as we do these elements, it's a communion week as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we glorify you right now. Father God, we bless you this morning. My God, my God, my God, for a release, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a release of your wind, Lord God. Wind, Lord God, Father God, that has been stored up. As the woman of God said, God, we need a release, Lord God. Father God, of those winds, the four winds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, glory, God, glory, God, glory, God, glory, God, glory, God, glory, God. Hallelujah. My God, again, those that have to leave, I'm looking at the hour this morning. Hallelujah. My God, we wish you nothing but Jesus Christ win today. Hallelujah. Those that can stay on for a few more moments, we're going to tarry a little bit further. My God, if you want to come off of muting, let's just bless the Lord. The glory of God, the wind of God, my God, my God, my God. Allow the wind of God to blow. My God, the wind of God. Father God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, that we don't take this wind in us for granted. We don't take the wind beneath our wings for granted. We don't take the wind, that we breathe in every day for granted. Yes, oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Father God, those, Lord God, that are struggling to breathe this morning, God, breathe into them. Father God, pneumonia and COVID and lung issues, breathe into them this morning. Father God, we spend these extra moments today, Lord God. Father God, interceding for our family members right now. Father God,
God, bring refreshing. Eat up.
Father God, we bless you this morning, Lord God. Oh, my God. Father God, that which, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which we've been resistant to give you, God, we give it to you. Father God, allow the wind of God like a tornado, Lord God, to come and uproot it, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, God, we bless you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father. We bless you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Father. Father God, I pray right now, Father God, for instant refill, Lord God, from your wind. Father God, to the woman of God this morning, to myself this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, instant refill, immediate, Father God, without exception or delay, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for every person. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Listen now, we'll be listening later, Father God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, upon them, Father God, and that the wind of God blow, Father God, upon them, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, Father God, even areas they ain't even asking for, Father God, that you blow, Father God, in the mighty, marvelous, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. My God, hallelujah. So the Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooga God Almighty, Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. 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 My God, today is Monday. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Ooh, I pray that you have a fantastic, amazing, wind-filled day. Hallelujah. We will be back here tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. At 6 a.m. God bless y'all. Have a fantastic day.